Jim Gerlach has spent much of his time as congressman, fundraising, drumming up constituent services, connecting with national Republican figures, and more fundraising. His Democratic challenger, political newcomer Bob Roggio, was a corporate executive who retired, then finished his college education, and went to work for Senators John Kerry and Bob Casey. He admits he's relatively new to the world of political fundraising, but says his war chest will grow. He just got a late start because of some internal suburban Democratic maneuvering.
We had to win the endorsement of the Chester County Dems, and then we won the endorsement of the Montgomery County Dems, and I had to work closely with the Berks Dems to convince them, and then we started raising money.
Roggio says he knows he's going to have to step up his fundraising if he's going to give Gerlach a run for his money.
Jim Gerlach's had three very close races, and I think that the actual political climate now is better than it has been in any one of the other races. If we can get my message out of there, which is basically a change in direction of the country to get rid of the extreme partisanship that's down in Washington. Some people say, well, you know, he's been a politician and you don't have experience there. We've seen what experienced politicians do, and to me, what they've done is not the right thing.
Gerlach won the 6th District narrowly back in 2002. In 2004 and 2006, he won re-election in nail-biter battles against challenger Lois Murphy. Gerlach says those tight elections have made him stronger.
Those races all sort of provided us with experiences and lessons that we folded into the race we're running this time. The importance of grassroots, the importance of volunteers, having a good campaign plan that you work every day, every week, every month, building up to the election day itself.
Gerlach's going to need that experience and some serious money to win, says political pollster Terry Madonna. He says as Democratic voter registration numbers climb in the suburbs, it's only getting tougher for the GOP. Madonna says those numbers, along with the president's low favorability rating, mean it's going to cost Gerlach and the Republicans a pretty penny to keep the seat this year.
$4 million was spent in the congressional district in 2004 in the general election by Lois Murphy and Jim Gerlach. In 2006, a replay of 2004, the total spent was about $7,500,000. So the race with each passing election cycle has gone up, you know, ratcheted up markedly, and I would think this year could reach new levels of spending, you know, mainly because it's a suburban district where if you want to advertise and you use Philadelphia television, running commercials is pretty expensive.
As in past races for the 6th, a big part of the Democrats' strategy this time around will be advertising Gerlach's connection to the Bush administration. Gerlach says that didn't work before, and he's not afraid of it now.
I was at any one time in the last cycle either the top target or the second or third top target nationally by the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. They spent between my opponent and DCCC probably over $7 million to try to defeat us. Even though we lost a number of seats in Pennsylvania last cycle, what really allowed us to win again is the fact that my voting record's very independent. There's issues that I have supported the president on when I think he's been right, and there's been issues where I have not supported the president on because I have not agreed with that, and it's not really where my district is.
If the district goes Democratic, that means one thing. There's just such dissatisfaction with George W. Bush that he will just vote for any Democrat.
Republican media consultant Elliot Kersen says the 6th congressional seat will always be competitive, no matter who holds it, because its demographics and politics are so diverse. He says, as in other races across the country, he believes a lot of people vote for congressmen based on personality and constituent services, not just political affiliation. And since the incumbent has the advantage, it's going to take some serious work to unseat him.
The question of this race is, will his opponent raise the $2 million? And I think it would take at least $2 million, maybe $3 million to beat him. Certainly $2 million. Will he raise it? Will he run a smart campaign? Will he make a mistake? And will they make dyed-in-the-wool Democrats say, I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Gerlach? These are things we don't know, and that's what a campaign's about.
The next 4 months will be important ones for the candidates and for the residents of the 6th Congressional District, whose votes will be heavily courted again. Elizabeth Fiedler, WHYY News.